thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. I'd been really looking forward to coming to share your celebrations this weekend. You don't have a 250th birthday very often. Sadly, this and so many other events have to be postponed at this present time due to the coronavirus epidemic. Still, perhaps it's a good moment to reflect on the fact that your parish has been around now for a quarter of a millennium. During that time, it will have seen plenty of changes and had to reinvent itself for entirely unexpected situations. I can't imagine your wonderful predecessors who first created the parish all those years ago could have imagined the kind of situation we're in now, except perhaps they were rather more accustomed to times of plague and epidemic and the havoc that can cause in a community than most of us have been in our own lifetimes. So I want simply to encourage you to go on being the church that you are during this time. There are many things you've been accustomed to doing that you haven't been able to do for these last couple of months or so, and some of them it may yet be some time before we can fully return to a regular round of activities. But I have been impressed as I've gone around the diocese at the different ways in which each church is, in its own particular circumstances, doing something to show that it is not closed as a body, even if its buildings are closed to the public and to its own members. I've been very impressed at the pastoral care that I've seen churches taking responsibility for at this time. I've been impressed at the way in which the work with food banks and other areas of social need has continued, and I don't see any of that need dying down at any time in the near future. So I just want to encourage you to go on being the church that God has called you to be at this time, to respond to these very unusual circumstances, but using your long-established gifts, skills and experience. And above all, I want to encourage you to continue to pray for each other, to pray for those who lead you, and to pray for the diocese and me as your bishop as we seek to make our way through lockdown and out the other side. 4 or 5 years ago, we came up with this little strapline for the diocese that we feel we're called to be church for a different world. And though that world is not only different from what it was 250 years ago, it's also very different from what it was even 3 or 4 months back. I think we are well equipped, well blessed by God's Holy Spirit in order to be that church for the different world into which we will emerge, hopefully, in the fairly near future. Once again, I'm so sorry not to be able to be with you and to worship God and give thanks for a quarter of a millennium of faithful witness and worship, but do be assured that you will be very much in my prayers. God bless you all.